Hey everyone, this is Deacon Rafe and the Deacon Five, and this is the Daily Gospel Reflection for Monday, September 28th, the 26th week of Ordinary Time. The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus saw Nathanael coming toward him and said to him, "Here is a true child of Israel. There is no duplicity in him." Nathanael said to him, "How do you know me?" And Jesus answered and said to him, "Before Philip called you, I saw you under the fig tree." And Nathanael answered him, "Rabbi, you're the Son of God. You're the King of Israel." And Jesus answered him and said, "Do you believe because I told you that? I saw you under the fig tree? You see the greater things than this." And he said to him, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the feast day of Saints Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel. So I'm going to give you a little taste of biblical history of the angels because I find it interesting. You see, there is a certain order or level of angels that has always intrigued me. This hierarchy of angels, often referred to as the choir of angels, is traditionally organized into three orders, each containing three choirs. Therefore, there are nine choirs of angels. So here's a brief overview of the choirs of angels. The first hierarchy, which is closest to God, there's the seraphim, the cherubim, and the thrones. The seraphim are known as the burning ones. The seraphim are positioned closest to God's throne. Then there's the cherubim, who are often depicted as guardians of the divine mysteries. And the thrones are seen as angelic beings that embody the justice and the authority of God. The second hierarchy, which is labeled the governing angels, is the dominions, the virtues, and the powers. The dominions are responsible for overseeing the duties of lower angels. The virtues are believed to support miracle workers and influence the physical universe. And the powers are considered the warrior angels who defend against evil spirits. And the third hierarchy, which is labeled closest to humanity, is the principalities, the archangels, and the angels. The principalities are given charge over nations and cities. They are seen as guides for world leaders. The archangels are known for their role as God's special messengers. Archangels can carry important messages to humanity, as seen in the scriptural accounts of Saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Then, the angels. The angels are guardian angels who are assigned to protect and guide individual human beings, each one of us. You see, my brothers and sisters, the angels Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael each had been assigned their own unique roles and significance in God's divine plan. Their actions and messages are described in Scripture, we know that, and they highlight the presence and the intervention of God in human history. So here's a look at each of the archangels. Saint Michael the Archangel is known as the protector and leader of the heavenly armies against the forces of evil. He often is depicted with a sword, symbolizing his role as a defender of truth and justice. Saint Gabriel the Archangel is known as the messenger of God, delivering important messages related to the divine plan of salvation. He is often depicted with a lily symbolizing purity, and sometimes with a trumpet representing the announcement of God's word. Then Saint Raphael, the archangel, is known as a healer and a guide. His name means God heals, and he is associated with bringing healing and offering guidance on one's journey. The archangels remind us of God's continual care and presence in our lives, acting as his messengers, his protectors, and our guides. Think of these words from Jesus in today's scripture. Amen, amen, I say to you, you will see heaven opened and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. So your action of the day, in what ways can the examples of the saints Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael inspire you to embrace God's guidance and protection in your life? Thank you for listening to today's Deacon 5. Peace out.